We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Congressman Pete Stauber, good morning.
Good morning, Vanita. It's great to be with you. Appreciate you having me on. And yes, we absolutely love the game of hockey.
Yes, we do. We have that in common. How's your son doing at Michigan Tech?
He's doing well. He's enjoying school. Still hasn't broken the lineup yet, but I was talking to your producer. He's going, Tech plays Lake Superior State at in Sault Ste. Marie, and I said it would be great for my son to break into the lineup at my alma mater, Lake Superior State University. So we'll see.
Well, we know who you'll be cheering for. I'm sure you'll be cheering for your son, not your alma mater.
that's right. And also I'd like to really congratulate you, you know, on your son being a great member of the St. Scholastica hockey team. I think it's really important. Jack, I know, as a goaltender, he's doing well, and I have my thoughts on all goaltenders, but I'll leave that for another discussion.
Thank you so much. He loves being a saint. I love being a saint parent, too. Thank you. Hey, House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection wanted to interview House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and he said he's refusing to cooperate. What are your thoughts on this?
First off, let's just talk about the day. I denounce all political violence of all kinds. It's unacceptable, and absolutely, in the strongest of terms, condemn it. You know, having served as a police officer for 23 years, I also condemn the riots of 2020 across this nation. Those people must be held accountable, specifically to Leader McCarthy being questioned at the January 6th committee. I just want to let your listeners know, for the first time in our nation's history, when the minority, in this case the Republicans on a select committee, they put five members up for the first time ever. Nancy Pelosi took the two of those Republican members off, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, respectively. Never has that happened. And it's very concerning that if you want a bipartisan commission, allow the majority and the minority to put the members on there that they believe will do good and find out the absolute truth. So I think Leader McCarthy made his decision, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Inflation. Costs rose 7% in December year to year. Is this just a supply chain issue? Some people are pointing to the Biden administration.
You know, inflation, for example, our seniors got over a 5% increase on their Social Security. It's being eaten up by inflation. We're at 7%. It's the highest in 40 years, and it's unacceptable. Inflation hurts the middle and lower class. And look what we're paying for our groceries. Look what we're paying for our everyday items, milk and bread, if you can even find some of that on the shelves. And it's simply because of the policies of this administration that much of this is happening. You cannot continue to spend money that you don't have. I believe not our grandchildren, but our great-grandchildren are going to feel the devastating effects of this spending by this administration.
Got a lot of candidates on the Republican side for governor. Is there someone early on that you are supporting?
You know, I know and met have met all of them. They're all good quality people, and I think that any one of them will give our current governor a run, because I think that our current governor has made some major mistakes in his decisions, and not allowing the entire Senate and House help him make those decisions during the COVID crisis. So we'll see what happens. We have a primary, then an election on November 8th.
You bring up the topic of the COVID crisis, of course, vaccine mandates coming in Minneapolis and St. Paul. What are your thoughts on what needs to be done? It's a crisis situation in our Minnesota hospitals. What would you like to see done to control this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. About a month ago, we had a call with the Minnesota Hospital Association's CEO, and we talked about the hospitals being filled. And at that time, he said, what his words were, it wasn't the COVID patients filling up the hospitals. It was people who delayed medical care or surgeries because of COVID. You know, so let's talk about the mandates now. I have been against the mandates. I believe that taking the shot should be between the individual and his or her doctor. And I think it's important to, you know, to recognize that, including in the CDC guidelines, they're not even allowing herd immunity, or those people have already had COVID who have the antibodies, not even allowing those folks to be a part of the conversations, or a medical or a religious exemption. So we want to make sure that those voices are heard. And you know, I think that you know, we have to look at natural immunity as well. That's not even part of the conversation. And right here, Vanita, in our nation's capital, starting next week, you can't even go outside, walk on the sidewalk without your vax card. It's unbelievable what's happening to this nation, and we want you know, more of a healthy discussion on allowing freedom and prosperity, and people to make individual decisions and not be punished by the elected officials.
Okay, Congressman Pete Stauber, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck to your son with Michigan Tech. Hope he gets to play this weekend. We hope you'll join us again.
I certainly will. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks, Vanita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.